Functional design review.
Of course.
So I will take the minutes. You three are going to do presentation, and we want to know at the end to know the new project requirement. So we need to know the user needs that we want to fulfill. From the technical part, we want to know how it's going to work, and third part, don't remember, which is not very good. Ah, of course, how to design this,
That's tough.
yeah. So. Let's go for the pre-presentation. So
You
first,
start? Oh.
marketing expert.
Okay. So, Sammy Benja. I know this name,
Sounds familiar.
We met
So
before.
I think you already know me. I'm Benjamin. I'm the expert in marketing, and I want to tell you about what people want and like and dislike in remote controls. And I hope this is going to help you to design it correctly. So next, please.
The full page probably.
Yeah, maybe in the full page.
F
Now
F five.
I spend lots of time doing this presentation.
F5.
So basically, what I suggest is that instead of deciding ourselves what could be and what should be a good remote control, let's ask people who are users of remote controls how they feel about the current remote controls, what they like, what they don't like, and what they do with them, by the way, because they're supposed to be useful. Don't forget about that. So we've conducted a survey on the use of remote controls, and I'd like to show you some of the results we found on this survey. Next, please. Yeah, so basically, what we found was that there are several things that the user don't like in remote controls. First of all, they find it very ugly. Current remote controls are, they are the same as this one, they're not nice color, not nice shape, all the same, and they're not good looking. What is interesting is that, in fact, it seems that people are ready to pay for nice and fancy looking remote controls. So I think we should really spend lots of time and effort on that. And the other thing is that the current remote controls are not so easy to use, and the current facilities that they offer do not match what people really want to use their remote controls. For instance, we see that they zap very often, so I think this is a very important functionality, that it should be easy for them to zap in one way or another. And most of the buttons on the current remote controls are not used. So I think we should design something where some of the buttons, which are those that are used, should be easier to see and use than others that only a couple of people are using. Next, please. Now, people are very frustrated with their remote controls. For instance, they don't even find it. It's often lost somewhere in your home, and nobody knows where it is. Maybe we
Agree.
have something where we could ask the remote control, "Please, where are you?" Like something to like. I think phones. Some of the phones have some of this kind of functionality. Of course, you can always phone your phone, probably.
You can.
Why not? But why not?
Yeah.
And because of the fact that there are so many buttons in these remote controls that nobody uses, in fact, they don't even know how to use them. So most of the people say they don't know how to use properly their remote control. And they are bad for RSI, but I don't remember what is RSI. So I think they are bad.
RSI. Mm-hmm.
Nobody has any idea about that?
No.
I'll check it.
Electromagnetic waves or something.
No.
Okay.
I don't think
it's
so.
A technical thing which.
Yeah, because infrared uses some electromagnetic.
Okay.
Those waves have high.
But 26%, you know. Every fourth, you know. Everything. Some of us knows.
So anyway,
one
that's
of us
for what the biggest frustration of the user, and what else do I have? Next time. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We've listed a couple of
functions.
Functions that may be used by the user in the current available remote controls, and well. The table would be very nice to read, but what is important is to understand that the power button is not used often, because in general you use it only once per session, but it is very relevant. People want to have a power button. Channel selection is often used, very often used, and indeed very relevant. Now I remember what is RSI. It's repetitivity, stress, injury. We have to be careful with that word. But anyway, I continue my presentation. So yeah, channel selection is very important, very often used. Volume is not often used, but people want to have control of volume, and that makes sense. And then you have things which are very much less often used, like the settings, audio settings, screen settings, even teletext and channel settings. All of them, they are not often used, and they are more or less relevant. It seems that people find teletext relevant. I mean, if I personally never use it, but it seems that it's average relevant, at least.
I've been told that we don't consider teletext, that it's out of date. Because of internet.
I can tell you that in a scale between 1 and 10, relevant, not relevant to relevant people, scored a 6 on this, which is not as, these two ones were, had, I think, 10, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if you compare with these ones, I think they scored a 1 or 2, not very relevant. So, if there are good reasons not to put teletext, it's okay, but just know that people find it somehow relevant.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the main functions, I think. And then we can ask ourselves what people don't have that may be useful. For instance, I think next slide. One of the things, the trend that you are probably aware of is the possibility, the eventual possibility of having speech recognition in your remote control. So you wouldn't have to tap your buttons, but just tell it your remote control or whatever you have. What you want. So we've conducted a survey about whether people would like or not to have this kind of functionality in their remote control. And as we can see, it really depends on the age. Young people, probably because it's a buzzword, find it very relevant. And as the age goes up, the relevance goes down. So now it really depends on the kind of targeting who are we targeting with this kind of thing? I mean, if we are targeting young people, then it's probably something we have to consider. If we are targeting young, very old people, this is something they really don't know why. And I don't have any conclusion. I didn't have time. The meeting was very tight. So that's basically my findings. If you have any questions.
I
I've got one question. You're a market expert, so should we aim at the young people or not?
I think we should aim at the young people. But I think there are those who might be more interested in the new device. In general, the early adopters of the new device are young people, less than.
Okay. Then teletext is useless.
Then teletext is useless.
Okay.
Because they have other means of.
That's a good point.
Okay.
So, now I think it's the turn of the. I'm not sure. Of the technical function, so
I think it's you.
Mm.
No?
That's me.
No, you're the retired.
Yeah. I do the working design. So. Yeah.
That's participant number 3. Yes. Mm-hmm. So my name is Mark Dwight, and I'm responsible for user interface design. However, project manager asked me to give you some presentation about technical functions design. As I'm more an artist, it's going to be less technical functions, but more user interface and current intentions and everything which is linked with this. So next slide, please. And the general method, which seems to be very useful for our task, is not to forget about the Occam razor. We should never complicate things too much. We should only make a remote control. Nothing more. Nothing more than this. Just a remote control. Because current remote controls, they are never easy enough to use. So make a click, please. So here is the remote control. It's quite a standard one, but it's not from a TV. It's from a much easier device like air conditioning or something. But you know, we can use it for a TV easily. Only buttons we need is on off, volume, channels, and maybe some options or something else. And please make a click. Compared to this one, which one would you prefer? I guess this.
I would say the simplest one, as long as there are I find the buttons that I need every time I need a button.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
Maybe can we middle of
yeah. And our method is going to be provide simple desires into simple actions. Findings. Our passion is a style. We should remember that our company puts fashion into electronics, and we should never forget about it. Concept. Be simple. Be simple and you'll win on this market. Market is of remote controls, you know it better. It's very well, it's not an easy field to play, you know. So be simple. For personal preferences, I think that to make a baby-proof remote control, it got to be a titanium. It's a really good style. It's going to be look like this. It is unbreakable and it is very universal. We'll have a screen with a backlight which can change colors, and we can put all the options into the screen. We'll need only few buttons All the other things can be controlled through the screen. And all these buttons should be easy to find and to click, because when you watch a movie and you want to change something, you always try to find a good button and click it, but you should do it by touching it and finding it easily just by touch. So, press. I would propose this concept for design. Just few buttons, a screen with a backlight which can change colors, titanium thing, and what else? I got just very few and good ideas. We need power and volume. And let us include two nice features into this device. First, power on and off can be made fully automatic. When you go to the sofa, take your control and point it to the TV. The TV turns on.
When does it turn off?
When you don't touch the control, but you go out of it for enough time, like you. It's a question to our technical designer, to engineers. And another nice feature that I would like to implement is the volume control. Suppose you set up some volume, and then you move out or you move to the other corner of the room and take your control with you. Like you want to change the chair, or you want to move to the armchair from the sofa or something. And then the volume changes. It's easy to do, you just control the
according to the
distance.
So I'm not sure about the screen. What is the usefulness of the screen? Is it a touch screen by the way?
I think it can be just a menu which can be controlled with the left, right, up, down and enter. So its main purpose, in fact, is a backlight, which changes colors, which makes it easier to find, and it can respond for your voice, like it can turn on the light for you just to find it easily. You know? So basically, that's it. Can be easily done because you got simple designs. We should put it to simple actions. Let it be universal. So you want to use it for your hi-fi system. You want to change tracks, and you want to adjust volume. Just few actions for everything. All the rest we will put it into this menu on the screen. Okay. But it's quite universal, you know. We can just extend it to any device.
For instance, if I want to go to directly to channel 25, how would I do? Can I do that with this?
25.
Yeah, let's say I'm on channel 8 now. You know, these days we have hundreds of channels. That's easy to go to next when you have hundreds of channels.
In fact, I would propose another solution. Basically, you use just 4 or 5 channels, right? So, set up your TV set like channels that you use. They are 1, 2, 3, and 5, and you will never have to go to a 25th channel.
In fact, in one remote control that I've seen, instead of doing that, you could just say these are the channel 3, 28, 48, and 64 are those that I want to be cycled with my next button.
But even they can have some LCD display that you can just button the number and
the
then.
The thing is that, as I said in my presentation, people really do like to zap. So
yeah.
Even if they are only watching 4 or 5 channels,
uh-huh.
but they want to zap out of the 100 channels.
Yeah.
Just because this is one kind of thing they do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Zap, it's only next.
Only next. Yeah.
We got these buttons here.
Okay.
Next. Or say this can be back.
But otherwise, like we can put some display on numbers and then they can just press.
So
suppose 2-5, they just press 2 on 5. And
maybe we can make different modes for each button. You can change zapping mode or current.
Because since we're focusing only on TV remote control,
yeah.
So we can have more functions for TV. If you want to go for universal, then we have to limit for functions for each of our devices.
Could we carry out some research if you really need this? Like, how many people really need to go to channel number 25 and then to 64?
Well, I could have a look at that.
Okay.
Check in my
department. Okay. Right. Thanks for your attention.
So now the technical aspects of this new device.
As you know, I'm Mr. Ramaro. I'm an expert in industrial design of all electronic devices. I previously devised many like digital calculators and electronic calculators. So now I'll briefly describe the working design of our remote control. Well, as you know, the basic function of remote control is sending some message to the device like TV or VCR or DVD player, etc. So we will have a portable device which will send message to the main device like TV. So we need to have some energy source to do what to do the functions what we want on this portable device. And usually so to do these functions, we need an interface. It's basically some kind of pressing buttons or keys or like moving jack or something like that. And then these messages, these key buttons can be transferred into some kind of message and then it will process by the chip and then it will generate some information to the main device. It's generally in the form of infrared or some kind of sensor information. Then we will have the main control in the main device to do the particular action what we want. So basically we need, since we are focusing on our enterprise device, that's our remote control, we need few components, mainly the energy source, like the battery, and then we have user interface, like the keypad and buttons we want. And then we have some chip, it's mainly digital signal processing chip, because since we are involved doing mostly digital devices, we have to have some kind of processor which take care of all these functions and put it in some digital format. And then we'll have the infrared LED source which sends the information to the main device. Then we will have switch in our main in device to do particular operations, and we have to do different codes for different TVs. So
mm-hmm.
some TVs will have different encryption codes for doing channel changing and these things.
To make it quite universal device.
Yeah, yeah, because people don't use one particular band, so at least we have more than 5 brands which are really good. So we need to check their specifications and do our encryption that's passing information to the TV device. So we need to have particular encryption codes. Then components. So we have the main energy source, and then we will have some buttons, and then we will have infrared source, and then we have some inside some chip in the device. Since I don't have much time, so I didn't put the connection to all these components, and since I also want to know feedback from our marketing expert and user interface, so if you want to add some more components, we can
and
incorporate
from the discussion we had, can you make it on the whiteboard?
I'm sure, because since our user interface engineer Celestine, speech recognition, and also marketing expert found that speech recognition is really handy. So we can have another simple speech recognition on our DSP chip. Since we have some kind of energy, this is our this normal battery. So this battery, once you switch on, it will take power, and we can have some speech recognition and in our generally small digital signal processing chip, so that and we will put the small simple speech recognizer, and we can also train this speech recognizer for particular user. So you just so we just use simple
too complex.
very
good to sell.
Even you can find even a simple mobile device with any mobile brand. You can have this voice dialer.
Think of all
okay.
these young people who would love to say that this remote control only works for them.
Okay.
You cannot use my remote control because it's targeted to me. Whatever.
And what about the price of this component?
Maybe we can make within €5 and even less than that, because we want to have
millions
in bulk, so we can make really simple. And we want to make really simple device, because we have only very few words like power, switch on, or some like then we have something like this. We'll have volume, and then we'll have particular channel. So users can.
So user will just be able to say, please, can you pop up the volume, or it will be something like volume up.
Yeah, user can use any kind of sentence, but they should have these prompted words, volume, and then
with the keywords.
Yeah, volume, or decrease or increase. So we try to only recognize those
words.
And because you can't really say user to say same word, and then it become more mechanical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we can have channel. They can say, okay, I want 8. Because we don't know, like, users have different programs, and they don't really follow same channel structure. So we just want channel number. We don't want, like, BBC or CNN or
okay.
So we'll have these three main basic. Anyway, volume is not really speech recognition problem. It will be taken care of.
No, it's a conceptual question, because now I see the picture in front of my eyes, like a user taking his remote control and shouting into it, volume up, and he's coming, you know, he's really annoyed with this. Down, up, down.
First of all, I think this is not a functionality that is going to be instead of using the buttons.
Not
it's
only
on
speech.
Top of using the button.
Okay, for this budget, like €12?
No.
No, actually, we can have one switch to like switch on and off this DSP processor, and this really parallel to the suppose like here we have our main chip which controls our volume and this button, then this DSP again these two have some interaction. Like suppose people use DSP, then it particularly sends some information to the chip, like in some form like volume increase or like this key. It cannot be like very expensive, because since we are only focusing on TV remote control, so and we have a few things here.
Did you consider the gesture recognition? Like, if I want to put volume up, I take my remote control, do like something like volume up or volume down.
At this point, we consider because it's
very expensive.
It's very expensive because our target is only like.
And
12.5.
What about
why?
Automatic
just
on off on
Yeah, even automatic on-off is also a bit problematic because with different criteria for different people. Like, so suppose people are really they don't touch the remote, and you don't know how much time you need to switch on or switch off. And
should we target a user personalized remote control? So in a given room there might be more than one remote control. We would have each one,
yeah,
and with our own personal settings.
Yeah, that can be possible, especially for power settings. So user can say, okay, suppose they're watching a tennis match or something, and they can say, okay, after 1 hour.
Wouldn't that make
they can make
arguments?
Yeah.
I want to.
That's the problem. We will sell more.
we can increase the sales.
We got a really good market expert.
Yeah.
Let's send more. Let's sell more. Okay.
So we are now going to have the lunch break.
Okay.
Then we will work again for 30 minutes in digital work, and we will meet again for the next meeting. And in this one, we want to be more focused on the individual actions, on the components. So we will focus on the component concept. Of course, the UID mark will be focused on the user interface concept, and our market expert and Benjo on the trend watching. So, of course, like before, specific instruction will be sent to you by your personal coach. Well, I think that's all. And we have, maybe we have to, we say only for TV, not teletext. I think automatic on-off control, it's not possible.
In current price.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe in the next step, if we make it work.
But speech recognizer can be possible.
Okay, we can think about that. And do you see something else?
No.
Should it be equipped with speakers?
Speakers.
Like you want to find it, you shout,
yeah.
"Control," and it answers, "I'm here," or
it just beeps.
Just beeps.
Or maybe you want
cheap.
To phone him.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
now all
that's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the power it really consumes because it should be all the time on. And
I heard of devices where you just whistle them and they, because of the frequency they just.
I can't whistle. No.
You can't whistle.
No.
Uh-huh.
Can't.
Or clap.
Hmm.
You can clap.
Clap.
Can you?
Yeah.
Clap, it's okay.
Clap is good.
I think it's universal.
Okay.
With only one hand.
Yeah, I think it's.
These are not our target people.
Okay.
But it's a good feature, I guess. Yeah, we need to think about more how to incorporate.
Just don't interfere with other devices, like, because,
like,
always people do that. The lights are turning on with the clapping.
That's it, that already exists.
Yeah, I got it at my home. Like
yeah, you do
oops.
Have. Wow, you're trendy.
So, Let's think.
Think about it.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that could be the component concept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.